I was just watching the Europa League final. Unfortunately, Fulham lost against the Atletico Madrid, so 2-1 in extra time. And I was just enjoying this tight, really well-balanced game. And then I was watching my tweets on Twitter at the same time. And oh my goodness, I just found out that a website called Soft Pedimac, which is softpedimac.com, has been taking Java Web, the JavaFX applications, which I developed for the Java Rug, which is the user group which I founded and I still organize. Actually, it's a Moonlander game which they have misappropriated and misrepresented on their website. If you go to their site, you can actually see that the license depicted is freeware, where in fact that I actually released the software publicly as Creative Commons, which means that any person who redistributes this application has to include the license and also name the developer and keep the license and copyright files in the same order. I also see that some images have been from we how would you say we watermarked and added to Softpedia as if to legitimize the wares which they stole from myself. And obviously the Java Web user group has been disenfranchised. And also there's another application called the BBC Micro Computer Emulator, which was for JavaFX 1.1, which I wrote last year, that has also been misappropriated from the JFX Studios website, which was the Josh Marinacci's before when he was still working for Sun Microsystems. He had this WordPress blog showing off the various wares that were created in the community. So this is a warning for other JavaFX developers, especially if you're thinking of writing that hot game. I would really, really be very watchful of websites like softpedia.com, really taking your wares and misappropriating them. In fact, I'm so disappointed in this that I am not now going to release the new Xenon Data Grid for JavaFX 1.3 until it's actually finish and can be watermarked in some way so that people know that it's I developed it and nobody else can really steal my intellectual development rights in it. I'll still make it as Creative Commons and well, and also license it on the MIT license when I'm ready, but I'm going to take some of this sophisticated development for JavaFX behind closed doors and just leave the ordinary or simpler applications for the public, which will be just purely demonstrations. I'm really sorry about this because I know that lots of people like my JavaFX applications. Yeah, and it's just that I've had my suspicions now that there's this plagiarism coming from other developers taking the hard work that I put into writing JavaFX applications and pawning it off as their own content, which is not right in my eyes, certainly not in 2010.